Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
All right, Lena here wanted us to do a background check. We have offered this up to any of you guys, right? You start dating somebody, you're not really sure who they are, what their background is. You have like some kind of red flags maybe going on. We have a guy, or a woman actually, that will go online and do all of the background checks for you. So Lena calls us up and she's just gotten out of a bad relationship and she's starting to date a new guy and she's like, I don't want to go through this whole thing if the dude has got stuff in his past that I don't agree with. So let's do a background check. All right, Lena, what do you got for us?
I recently had coffee with someone named Tom, and we met through a mutual friend. He really seems perfect. He's charming. He's attentive. He's funny. I mean, we spent hours talking and I felt hope for the first time in a long time.
You know, I wish I knew how that feels.
I was about to ask, do you know where to find it so Abby can get some?
It's our store.
Is that on Amazon? Is that on Prime? Can it be here by Saturday?
Can a drone drop it down before it door?
Go ahead, Lena. We're sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm 30. He's 31. He moved here from Portland. And, you know, we talked about what I do. I'm an interior designer. He's a graphic designer. And he was telling me about all the jobs he's had since college and how he ended up in Portland originally. And, you know, he just moved to Atlanta 1 month ago. He's originally from Northern California. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a while since my last relationship. And it was a guy who turned out to be totally different. Than what he presented at first. So I just have some trust issues and a new guy feels a little scary. But yeah, so that's all the details. I hear you do background checks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I would love that. That's what I'm reaching out for. Is this Tom guy everything he's cracked up to be?
Yeah, so we've already done the background check, so we'll give you the results here in just a couple of minutes. But let's just go through a couple of things here. So this guy hasn't given you any kind of indication if there's anything shady going on in his background. You're just bringing a lot of baggage into this new relationship, honestly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because literally you've only sat down with him for a couple of hours and had coffee, but you feel a chemistry and you think there might be potential there.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were some of the shady things that you went through before that pushed you to this point where you feel like you're in such a place to have to need this information so fast?
Oh, yeah, girl. What happened?
Well, I mean, I don't want to, like, sit here and drag my last person's name through the mud. But
please do.
No, we're okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wasn't, he had had a criminal past, and it wasn't, like, serious, mm-hmm. but it was enough that, like, as we were getting more serious with each other, I should have been told about it, and I wasn't.
So basically, if you had known that information, you would have never dated that guy before?
Correct.
I mean, we could call it different things, but I mean, Abby, you can confirm this. Mo, you can probably confirm this also. When you're about to go out with somebody, you do your own background check. You go online, you check out their Insta, right? You check out TikTok or whatever. I mean, we're not going to call it a background check because it's not, you know, you're not paying anything or a professional, but you're doing the same thing, aren't you, essentially?
Yeah, I'm all up in their LinkedIn. I'm on Indeed.com. I'm looking up their salary. I'm looking up where they went to college. I'm probably looking at your Prezi from your sophomore year of high school where you talked about mitochondria being the powerhouse of the cell. There is nothing I don't know about you going into this date. I have seen your parents' house on Zillow, looking at their resale value. I'm preparing for my whole future with you before we even have a drink.
See, so like when I first started dating my husband, and we're talking like this is 18 years ago, you didn't have access to a lot of that stuff. Yes, the internet was around. It wasn't that long ago. But you always did word of mouth, right? So people, especially if you were in a smaller town, somebody had dated somebody that they knew or whatever. But in this instance, because he moved from Portland and he's just new in town, you don't really have anybody you can bounce off with. Because I will never forget this one girl, Jennifer, I'll never forget her name. We worked together. She knew a girl that had dated my husband. And the only thing she said, hey, I just got to warn you, he's got a really hairy back.
Shut up.
I mean, that's a reference.
Wait, does he? Oh, yeah. Oh, but
that's a reference.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's just call it a reference
does
right
not
there.
Bother me. It makes up for it in other areas.
Okay. I need to stop drinking caffeine. Oh, my God.
Kristen has been on a roll this week. I mean, because she usually drinks decaf. What was the tipping point for you going, you know what? I need caffeine now.
A 3.5-year-old.
Okay. Man, it's like you've taken the limitless pill. I can't keep up with you.
Need to stop.
So, all right, Lena, we have already done the background check for you. Our studio director, Tommy, will give you all the details in a few minutes.
We have, and there is one thing in the background check results that may have you questioning everything with this guy.
Ooh, good tease, Tommy. All right, Lena, hang out for just a couple of minutes, and we'll give you the results, okay?
Okay.
All right, Burt Show background check coming up next.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The new guy that our listener Lena has been hanging out with has done nothing wrong. There are no red flags yet. However, she just came out of this really bad relationship. She's a little scarred from it.
Yeah, she said that the last guy that she dated was a little shady. And by shady, she found out that he had a criminal record. So obviously, when you find out that information with the guy that you're dating, you're going to start to kind of view all relationships that way. Like, if this guy that I trusted and liked also had a criminal history, why shouldn't every other guy I start dating have the same background?
So we've made the offer to you guys because Tommy has a woman. She's got a girl. That does this for a living. She's a PI and can professionally do a background check. So Tommy reached out to her. Lena, you gave us all the info about her. So Tommy now is going to tell you exactly what they found on the background check. Okay, you ready?
I am ready. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Tom's name, age, checked out fine. His addresses. There was a previous city he lived in, Lena didn't mention. He had an address a few years ago in Boise, Idaho. He did not mention Boise, correct?
He never mentioned Boise.
Maybe it's a rental property. He never lived there.
Or maybe he's on the run from the cops.
Go either way. Yep. Employment history. He had jobs in Northern California, actually in San Jose, near where he grew up, then in Boise, then Portland, now Atlanta. So we know about Northern California. We know about Portland. We know about Atlanta. He has not mentioned Boise.
Yeah, no, he never mentioned that.
Well, I think we all know the old cliche. Whatever happens in Boise.
Stays in Boise. Or he's just embarrassed that he lived in Idaho.
All right.
Does he have an affinity for potatoes?
Let's get to what you're most concerned about. Criminal record, because your last dude had a criminal record. He does have a criminal record.
Okay. Well,
no.
Well, depending on what it is, it could be sexy.
It was only
that is a sexy crime.
Well, we talked about this last time. Somebody that was like got hauled in because they were protesting something.
Yeah, this isn't sexy, but it's nothing too alarming. It's a misdemeanor charge in his early 20s for public intoxication.
Oh,
come on.
All right.
Half the country was getting arrested for that.
That's not bad at all.
You
know, it was a long time ago. I mean, I don't even consider that criminal.
So did he go to school in Idaho? Like, is that where he...
Well, let's go to his social media. So Tom has Facebook and Instagram, and our PI saw plenty of smiling pictures with friends at bars, on trips, family gatherings, all the stuff you normally see on Facebook and Instagram. He seems very well-liked, very carefree, adventurous. But he does have some pics from a while ago in Boise with a young woman. And there are quite a few of them. Our PI looked into her. She is still in Boise. Evidently, she grew up there.
So maybe she's why he did mention Boise.
Kind of funny you say that, because our PI's deep dive into her. A few months after all the pics with him on her social, she started posting pics of her and a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You think that's his baby?
Well, we don't know. Our PI, that was their first inclination, but there's no record of him paying child support or anything like that. So we're not sure. And we couldn't locate a birth certificate that would list the father's name. She's still looking for that. But we kind of ran out of time and haven't found out anything there.
Okay, so you have been with this guy, you said, for how long you've been dating him?
They went on one date.
One date. All right, so you wouldn't necessarily reveal that you've got a kid across the country on the first date, right? So no harm, no foul here yet, right?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
But is that a deal breaker for you, Lena? A dude with a kid?
Well, it's more that he hasn't told me about it.
It's one date.
Yeah.
How long were you guys talking before the date?
For several weeks. I wouldn't expect him to tell me about it before the date, but a guy who doesn't talk about his kid on a date is
I agree with that.
It's they talked about, what they do for a living, and he talked about his whole background and kind of went through the rundown, but he skips over a major part of his life in a city that he didn't mention.
This is an interesting question now, and maybe to Abby and Mo more specifically. We have debated before on the first date, should you reveal that you have a kid? But if you've been talking for 2 months before that, what is the correct amount of time before your kid's name comes up? Is it 8 weeks? Is it 3 weeks? Is it not at all?
I think it's fairly fast. In my experience, if someone has a child and we've been talking for a few weeks, at some point that's going to come up.
Yeah,
unless you're trying, you got to go out your way to hide it. A child is something you should be proud of. You should be wanting to tell me that.
That's the thing for me is if he does have a child, I would be okay with it if he's proud of the child.
Yeah.
But when he's hiding it, that to me is a character.
Mm-hmm.
We're also assuming that this is his child.
Right.
Because I live in breakup land. In my mind, I'm maybe she cheated on him with another dude. And that's why he had to leave Idaho for good. And that's why he went way across the country. Because she to ho in Idaho.
Idaho.
Nice.
Hey! She put the ho in Idaho.
you are on one this week. Thank you.
You should retire today. Lena, this is kind of a double-edged sword here, because now this is in his past.
Maybe.
So maybe, but you've got info. So do you bring it up? Do you
let it
percolate?
She looks psycho if she comes to the next day and was like, I did a deep dive in your socials and saw you hanging out with this girl, and there's a lot of pictures of you guys. And so then I went to her page and I saw shortly after she posted pictures of you, there was a her with a baby. So I need to know, why did you never mention Boise, Idaho, and what is that child yours? That sounds insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, crazy. She could just ask, what are your thoughts on kids?
Right, you lead the witness.
Or do you have any kids?
Yeah.
Doesn't that normally come up when you're dating somebody for several weeks?
Yes. Okay, you could do that.
All right, Lena, I would love to follow up with you. You do have plenty of opportunities to lead your witness here into the conversation where he should bring up his kid and Boise.
So I wouldn't ask if it's like, do you want to have kids? Because for a woman to ask that of a man on a second date, that reeks of desperate and I need to procreate. But I do like asking like, so, you know, just getting to know more about you. Do you have any kids? Do you have any hamsters?
Seems, are you married? These like normal questions.
Have you ever visited Boise, Idaho?
When are you supposed to go out with this dude again, Lena?
This weekend.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't cancel the date. I would still go out with him.
Yeah. No, let's check back with you.
I mean, I think he's safe. He just might be hiding something.
Yeah. Lead him and then come on back on Monday and tell us exactly what you did and what he said, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Because we need to know.
Yeah, we do. This is more about us now than it is.
1,000%.
It's The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.